Hi, I'm Sophie Blackmore from Education and Nutrition. I have with me Lynn Riddell. Lynn is an Associate Professor from the School of Exercise and Sciences at Deakin University in Victoria. Lynn's area of expertise in nutrition is in micronutrients. So Lynn, can you just explain a little bit about what made you get into the area of micronutrients?
Yes, thank you, Sophie. That's an interesting question, and I always find it very difficult to answer that. It was just something I was always fascinated in. Even, you know, from a sort of a teenager reading cookbooks, I've always just been really interested in what things within our food help promote or prevent health. So I started out really fascinated back in the 90s around antioxidants and then moved more into the micronutrients. And I can't really say for certain why they fascinate me more than perhaps, you know, a high protein diet or changing carbohydrate intake, but they've just been very interesting. I think they're challenging to measure. They're challenging to associate with specific health outcomes because they all work together. But I really like that challenge, and I just find them a really fascinating area of nutrition research.
And the idea of micronutrients too, I heard someone saying that through our entire lifespan, we only need a teaspoon of iodine, but gee, do we need it.
So that's the thing, you know, when we don't get these nutrients in the levels that we require, it's really disrupts our health, and that we can see that at population levels. And I think it's really vitally important that we stay focused on different micronutrients and make sure we're getting what we need within the population.
Lynn, just with your experience with your research and the work that you've been doing, if you consider Australia, what would you consider the most, I guess, things as dietitians that the micronutrients we really need to be particularly thoughtful about when we're working in clinical practice? I know you presented B12 and folate for us last year, and we've had someone present on iodine. I mean, they all seem to be. Are there any ones that you would consider particularly relevant or that we need to be aware of?
Look, I think if we start out at the population level, I think clearly the biggest issue we've got at the moment has to be around sodium, because that is affecting everyone across the population, our excess intakes. So that's men, women, young, old, rich, poor, everywhere. So I think at a population level, the nutrient of greatest concern I would suggest would be sodium. And I think following on from that, at a population level, iodine has been very problematic within the Australian and New Zealand environments. We've addressed that through fortification, but we really need to continue to look at that because, of course, we're fortifying it through the sodium. So that presents with real public health challenges. So I think they're our big ones at population levels. I think at a clinical level, in the clinical practice, it depends on your individual. Obviously, for women, I think iron is a big problem, and I think many of our women present with iron issues. Food choice, but then obviously the losses, and I think it can creep up on a person. Just sort of anecdotally, and many of your colleagues might share this. I see a lot of women as they move into their 40s, where their menstruation changes, starting to present with iron problems that they've never had before. So I think iron is a real problem clinically for women, and I think it needs to be monitored. Zinc's just too difficult at the moment. We can't say what a low zinc level means for an individual in terms of their health. So I think that's something that we have to leave within the research sphere probably for another decade and a half. And then obviously when you're working with older populations, B12 is a problem and should be monitored. And that's really hard because we don't have a single great measurement for B12 status, and it's really problematic to interpret a person's B12 status, the cause for low levels if you've got it, and you know, the most suitable treatment. So I think it depends on your main population group. So if you're working at public health level, it's got to be iodine and sodium. If you're working clinically, I think iron's a real problem for women, and I think B12 is a real problem for our older adults.
That's fascinating, and thanks a lot, Lynn, for sharing your knowledge. It's great to have that expertise and the clinical tips as well.